The following program is a presentation of Living Natural First and is responsible for its content. Now, from the heart of Texas, it's time for Living Natural First, a program about living naturally in your yard, your garden, and home. Now, here are the hosts of Living Natural First, John Krause and Rebecca Miller on 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Well, if you haven't gotten out of bed yet, it's a lot cooler today, folks. Welcome to Living Natural First. Good afternoon. I'm John Krause.
And from Channel 33, I'm Rebecca Miller.
Hey, lady, it is cold outside.
I know.
I love it. I love it.
I hate it. I had to take out my winter clothes this morning.
I know. Well, I'm surprised you didn't come in with gloves on today.
No, I do have them out, but I use them at work rather than outside.
All you Facebook fans that saw her post this morning, she does have her Houdat jewelry on.
I
ready
do.
To go.
Wearing
go
my Saints bracelet.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Go Cowboys. I got to say that because of where we're located.
Well,
Rebecca.
Sure.
I hope
well,
like
the Saints
heck,
aren't playing you know, the Cowboys right now, so they can both win. That'd be fine.
If the Cowboys are 0-3 tomorrow, I refuse to watch television or listen to the radio.
Why?
I refuse.
Because
all
other
the complaining
on.
That's going to be going on.
Oh.
No, there won't be.
Okay.
No, there won't be. That's all they're talking about. So, hey, we always try to give you some tips and good information, and Rebecca's got one to start the show off with today because we've been putting out posts about good foods, bad foods, those that aren't loaded with pesticides, those that are, and now you have a new cleaner that you've come up with.
Yeah, you know, if you can't get out there and buy organic food, and a lot of people say that it's more expensive, and in some cases that's true, but some of the worst foods you can buy that are not organic are strawberries, apples, spinach, and peaches. And those can contain up to residues of 60 different pesticides on there.
Correct.
So if you're buying something that is not organic, you want to make sure you wash it off. And we have a recipe here that I found on Dr. Oz's website. He also recommends buying organics.
He has for a long time.
Yeah.
But this is very interesting because of stuff that we have.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's vinegar. It's one cup of vinegar, one cup of water.
Mm-hmm.
Mix those together. Put in one tablespoon of baking soda and the juice of half a lemon. And that's it. And that's going to act as a antibacterial spray, or if you just want to soak your vegetables or fruits in it, right, it's going to break down and it's going to clean off the pesticides that remain on those foods. So one cup of water, one cup of white vinegar, half of a lemon, the juice from half a lemon,
mm-hmm.
and one tablespoon of baking soda. Just combine all those in a large container. You can put them in a spray bottle or you can just dip your vegetables and fruit in that and clean it all off.
Grab a pencil and paper, folks, because I know what's going to happen. Tomorrow morning, I'll get all these messages out there going, what was that recipe Rebecca gave again?
We
you know?
Will put it on Are Facebook. You,
that's right.
Just follow us at Living Natural First on Facebook, and it will be there.
And, yeah, or there, or on my website,
mm-hmm.
Facebook, your Facebook. We tend to just throw out a bunch of good information, don't
yep.
we? Good. 214-787-1820, 1-800-288-WBAP. If you'd like to call us today, please do, because we are talking today a little bit about a project that's getting more and more popular. It's called Community Supported Agriculture, a CSA. Got a good friend of mine in the studio with us today, a young lady by the name, I've known you for years now, Marie. Miss Marie today from Eden's Organic Center and CSA Farm in Balch Springs. Thanks for coming in, Marie.
Good morning, John. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We've been talking food and healthy food and why we want to do this, and we know it's ridiculous to have food shipped in from 1,500 miles or so each time, but before we tell people what a CSA is to you, let's talk about why we want to have community-supported agriculture.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of address the listener who might be wondering, well, why is local food such a big deal? I can just go to the grocery store and buy whatever I want. Well, there's not really as much real food at your grocery store as you think. I've read anywhere from 2 weeks supply to maybe 5 to 8 day supply of real food at your grocery store in the event of some kind of an emergency. I mean, anytime transportation is disrupted or there's a bad weather, you know, storm mm-hmm. coming up, you know, just think about how unavailable everything is on the shelf.
So what do you mean when you say real food? Like fresh produce?
Not
or?
Twinkies and Doritos.
Okay, so fresh
food that
fresh
would
produce.
Actually sustain
processed.
You.
Processed.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
non-processed.
Food.
Okay.
Because it's perishable mm-hmm. in most cases, of course. So that's one reason why you would like to have local food, because of the 1,500,000 zillion
right.
miles that most of the stuff comes from. And where is it coming from? Most of it is shipped in from thousands of miles away, mm-hmm. oftentimes from countries that do not share our safety
regulations.
Perceptions, what pesticides we should and shouldn't use, things like that. And, you know, food obviously is a basic necessity for everybody. And what happens if 2% of the people that are growing food for us now decide to quit? We need to encourage
local farmers. I mean,
there's only 2%. 2% of your population grow your food.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty scary.
That's amazing.
And globalization of your food supply increases your safety risks, of course. Mm-hmm. It undercuts prices for what you think an apple is an apple, but oftentimes you're not getting the same quality.
So we're going to talk a little
Those are just five reasons why local food's important in the first place, and then how CSA fits into that.
I want to tag on to what you just said, though, because it's very important. The 2%, Rebecca, are the same people we've been talking about now for weeks. The chemical companies, the seed companies that are genetically modifying everything, well, they own the land, they own the seed, they own the chemicals. They're doing all the modification. It's a win-win-win-win-win situation for companies like Monsanto and things like
that. So we need to support our local farmers.
That's where it's going to be, and that's why I wanted to have Marie in here today, because community-supported agriculture, to me, is a thing that, number one, we can all do. It's just taking the initiative, like Marie and others, to do this. So tell people exactly, Marie, community-supported agriculture, what's that mean to you? And more importantly, what's that mean to a listener?
CSA originally was a concept that was brought into the United States by Robin Van En as a way to help farmers with the risk that, for generations they had solely carried on their back, financial risk with the bank. And that's part of the reason why you've gone from having, you know, a lot of farmers down to 2% because they've lost their shirts. I mean, you have a lot of uncontrollable things when you farm, a lot of uncontrollable circumstances such as the elements.
Weather.
So if you, you know, string two or three bad years together and you can't pay back that bank loan, the bank now owns your land and it becomes a parking lot for something. And this is happening all over the country. Plus, just through natural attrition, you know, the farmers retire and the kids don't want to get into the business or whatever. So it was originally a concept to help the farmers carry the risk, as well as bring together the people that were going to actually be eating the food and form this relationship or this bond with the farm, which for the consumer, that gives them peace of mind for where their food's coming from, which is how it kind of got started in Japan. They were receiving a lot of imported food, and the mothers were going, wait a minute, where is this food coming from? So they approached the farmers. And so that's kind of how the concept started. What it is today, CSA has exploded. I would say that CSA, or community-supported agriculture, the concept has exploded and splintered. There are as many different models now of CSA as you want there to be. There's no rule book that says CSA has to be this or that. But I would suggest a book called Sharing the Harvest, A Citizen's Guide to CSA by Elizabeth Henderson with Robin Van En. And Robin was the woman who really introduced it to the United States. And it's an excellent book. Even if you read nothing but the introduction in the first chapter, it will give you a new appreciation for what our farmers have done and are doing.
Community-supported, community-grown food for the people in the community. Y'all pitch in. You can buy shares into it if you'd like. Am I not correct? You can.
It's
a coming together of people that have great food, locally grown, that we can share as a community.
And
the community can be some of it.
Yeah.
Usually, you got to be careful. Usually it is, because we know our growers as CSA members, right?
Yeah, you want to. One of the other reasons for CSA is to encourage new people to get into farming, because they are helping share the risk with the farmer, the financial burden, and in many cases the labor. So when you join a farmer, when you inquire about a CSA, do ask questions, because you may not have this money to put in as an investment and risk. You may need to join a farm that's been up and established and been down at the farmer's market for years, and they've pretty well got all the bumps out of the road. And unless we have a horrible hailstorm or an invasion of locusts, you're probably going to get a really good harvest. But a lot of your farms, like my farm, are new farms. They're starting out. They're trying to get established. And we need to encourage those people to grow food. We need
Well, how do we do that? Where do we start by shopping at local farmers markets?
Localharvest.org probably has the largest database of community supported agriculture listings, as well as just local farms. And as you might read in the book, it can start from the farmer wanting to do a CSA or from the community wanting to go to a farmer and start a CSA. So there's different ways.
Well, we're going to talk more about CSAs, but right now, folks, I need to tell you about one of my favorite nurseries. That's Fossil Creek Tree Farm out in North Fort Worth on Blue Mound Road. One of the old Amon Carter Ranch, y'all know where that is, in North Fort Worth. Over 20,000 trees of all sizes and varieties. They've got a full nursery with palms, shrubs, perennials, ground covers, native plants, but a bunch of annuals now, too. I bet Earthkind roses. I bet. Mm-hmm. Organic lawn and garden products. They've got beautiful running creeks. They got goats, longhorn, pigs, ducks, Porgy and Bess out there. Folks, it's a park-like setting. Plan more than just an hour to see it all and bring a picnic lunch and stay a while. They'd love to see you stay for a while. They've got landscape architects on site. They'll design your next water feature, backyard, kitchen, retaining wall, whatever you need. Any part of your landscape. They do it all from design to installation. They're located out at 7760 Blue Mountain Road. That's just 2.5 miles north of Loop 820. Learn more about Fossil Creek at fossilcreektreefarm.com. You can call them at 817-306-7111. Go see them. Great nursery. Hey, we've got more with Marie today about community-supported agriculture. Becky's got some healthy information. She always does. Grab another cup of coffee. Don't you go away. We'll be right back.
I mean real elections. As Reagan said, principled politics. The Reagan rule. And from my perspective, conservative, conservative, conservative. Find the conservative and vote for the conservative and let the chips fall where they may. If we go down, we go down fighting.
The Great One, Mark Levin, weeknights 5 to 8, after Sean Hannity at 2 on the News and Talk of Texas, 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
You get the most for your lease. With an Autoflex lease, yeah.
Autoflex Leasing knows how exciting and fun getting a new car can be, or should be anyway, but if your credit's taken a hit recently, not so much. Hi, I'm Brad Barton. Autoflex knows that sometimes bad credit happens to good people, so they put together some special flex financing and leasing programs just for you. Call 817-972, then 234-1234, and after you mention you heard about them on WBAP, ask for Autoflex 2, as in you too can get your next car from Autoflex. Instead of having your choices limited by credit problems that aren't your fault, Autoflex 2 is the program that lets you choose your next new car. They've been doing this for nearly 30 years, in good times and bad, helping thousands of people nationwide get the car they wanted in the first place, save money, hold on to their cash, and use credit wisely. Call Autoflex Leasing today at 817-972, then 234-1234, and you could be driving your new car tomorrow. 234-1234, click on Autoflex.com.
Living Earth Technology is the leading manufacturer of high-quality organic compost, soil mixes, mulches, specialty landscape products, and natural stone. Serving Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex landscape professionals and gardening enthusiasts for nearly 20 years, Living Earth has developed products that help plants cope with the specific soils and environmental hurdles that our area provides. Living Earth continually outperforms the competition. Our commitment to excellence and our years of experience establish a track record that can assure you of success. We have 6 convenient Metroplex locations to choose from. There is a location near you with knowledgeable and friendly professionals waiting to serve your needs. Company trucks with incredible drivers to get your load out on time, or skilled machinery operators waiting to load your pickup or trailer in order to get you in and out with ease. Visit us at livingearth.net or just come on over to see us. Call us today at 972-869-4332.
There are a lot of new organic products available today. It's good to know that Gardenville products have been created, tested, and refined for more than 50 years. The people at Gardenville learned years ago that use of chemicals in your yard leads to a sickly cycle of pests and diseases. Gardenville products are formulated to build the life of the soil, and they've proven that healthy soil makes your plants thrive while having less disease and pest problems. And remember, unlike chemical products, Gardenville products are safe to use around your children and pets. See their complete line of organic products, including fertilizers, herbicides, insecticides, compost, and mulches at garden-ville.com. You can also find Gardenville products at independent garden centers and nurseries all over Texas. A Texas disposal company.
Gardenville, organic specialist since 1957.
This is Stan Randall, the founder of Arbor Cultural Systems Integration. With a formal education and 38 years of experience as a staff arboriculturist for ASI, my staff and I provide our clients with deep insight into how the most valuable component of their landscape, the trees, may be integrated into the other systems that comprise their landscapes. Stop robbing Peter to pay Paul. One of the largest problems we find with poorly performing trees is inappropriate lawn, irrigation, and weed management strategies. We don't examine just one component of the landscape, such as the sick tree in question. Instead, we examine the entire landscape and tree population, review management techniques, and then solve your problem once and for all. Call us at 972-772-5314 to learn more about your trees and landscapes than you ever dreamed possible. Again, that number is 972-772-5314, or visit us at arboricultural.com.
Now, back to Living Natural First with John Krause and Rebecca Miller on 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Welcome back to Living Natural First on an absolutely beautiful Sunday afternoon, isn't it, Rebecca?
Yeah.
Folks, it's below 70 out there right now, believe it or not, and Rebecca's a little chilly. I loved it. But I'll tell you what, I did start out with a short sleeve shirt.
Yeah, and it's very windy out there, and temperatures are going to stay in the 70s today. We should see some sunshine later on this afternoon.
So. Thank you. 214-787-1820, 1-800-288-WBAP. We're going to be at the State Fair next Sunday.
We are.
Noon. For our show live, and then a 3 o'clock presentation. Right?
Yeah, I knew the 3 o'clock. I thought the noon thing was up in the air, but we will be out there at noon
then
next week.
That's what I hear.
Awesome.
That's what I hear, sitting underneath some kind of big old tree right outside the butterfly house.
Yep, that's going to be great. Yes.
Of course,
come out and see us.
You're hanging out at the fair every Friday.
Yeah, I'm there. We were out there this past Friday. It took me almost 2 hours to get from the TV station, which is near Love Field, to Fair Park.
Really?
I could have walked faster because every car in the Metroplex, I think, was on the highway, and there were wrecks everywhere.
We want to thank Big Tex for calling in last week.
Yes.
Mr. McGee, thank you very much. He's already spilled the beans on Facebook this week. Hey, we've got Marie today with us today. How about
that? Never heard that one before, John.
Never planned that, Marie. I really didn't. It just came out. And we're talking about community-supported agriculture. And when we were on break, I wanted to make sure that we covered, for our listener, how can they participate in community-supported agriculture? Various ways, but in a nutshell.
Community-supported agriculture is a way that people can contribute labor, in some cases, or capital to a farm in advance of the season. That's the whole premise of community-supported agriculture, is you're helping the farmer with what he needs in advance of the season. So he's not going to the bank and taking out a loan. Mm-hmm. So
you give the farm some money, and then what do you get in return? Some of whatever the crop is?
You share in the harvest.
Okay.
And you share in the harvest. The return on your investment, so to speak, is a portion of the harvest. And like I said in the very beginning, CSA has a variety of models. Some of them grow exclusively for their CSA. Some of them have added CSA to an already established farm because it does add some stability. It certainly adds financial stability to any farm when you have, a set market. It takes the farmer out of the issue of trying to sell all of his produce to restaurants or whatever. So it frees him up so that he can do more farming.
Mm-hmm.
But it also gives people an opportunity to support more than just one farm. We're starting to see farm co-ops being formed where you'll have two or three or more, in some cases, farmers kind of working together, which spreads out the risk a little bit, too. So if this guy gets 7 inches of rain like we did, well, I've got friends up in Pittsburgh, Texas, that didn't get any rain from the hurricane that came through here. Harvest didn't get any rain.
Just described the way I grew up in Illinois. We didn't own that much land. We sharecropped.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is large version, folks, thousands of acres. You'd sharecrop. The owner would get a portion. Of course, it was financial up then. We're talking a reward of the bounty from the land that you're growing on your piece of property. And then people would share. When my dad was done, say, getting the wheat out of the field and neighbors weren't, they'd fire up their combine. They'd go get it out for him. They'd help put it in. when others were done. That's kind of a smaller version of what we're talking about. And then the co-ops came around, Marie, where farmers started sharing things. Now we're talking about small communities, small organizations. In other words, the community-supported agriculture.
Right, right. And in Dallas, it's a fairly new concept. It's still growing. And that's why I think you see some different variations of CSA. But it is not an outside grocery store. And I really want to make that point. I've seen some people just starting into farming, myself included, you know, have a few pretty rough seasons. And people are just very uninformed as to what all is involved in farming, especially up here in North Texas. It's not like your backyard garden where you can stand there with the hose and water the whole thing in 10 minutes.
Well, suppose somebody's listening out there and they want to become part of a CSA. How many of them are there in North Texas in our area, and how do they go about finding one near their home?
Well, localharvest.org has a search function where you can type in your zip code. You can get a hold of TOFGA, the Texas Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association. They probably have a list of some of the farms that are using CSA. Our farm has some openings. In fact, we didn't get an opportunity to do our final orientation yesterday because of the weather, so we still have some openings for our CSA down in Balch Springs. And networking. Farmers are not big marketers, so you're not going to see them take out a full-page ad in the paper.
Say, here's a CSA.
Yeah, here's a CSA. So talk to your friends that always seem to have the best produce and find out where they got it.
Well, let's talk about... Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
no, that's all right. I just want to tell you, I just typed in localharvest.org, and I went to my local zip code.
Right.
Okay? And there are 14, not necessarily CSAs, but 14 places within the Allen, Plano, Collin County area that you can get organically grown this, that, the other, raw milk, grass-fed beef. It's all out there.
Yeah, you can narrow the search down. Yeah. You can narrow the search down to CSA. And not all farms offer, you know, a subscription-type situation.
Right.
That's what I was going to say. If you don't want to invest in it, if you just want to go there and buy the produce, is that also an option?
Absolutely. There are tons of ways to support local food, and CSA is one of many. You can go to a restaurant that, you know, buys local food. There are a lot of restaurants
of
all different price points. Not all of them are the five-star, you know, cloth tablecloth type restaurants. But those do
I always think of John Bonnell every time.
Right, they do have more,
he's
you know,
a five-star restaurant.
Well, they have more wiggle room for their because it's, you know, we're not producing the
quantity. You don't have to spend a lot there.
No.
Well, we're not producing the quantity that your big commercial farms are.
Need, you're right.
So, I mean, do you know how many $5 pints of tomatoes it would cost to pay the mortgage?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a little bit costlier. You can participate in events. Chefs for Farmers is hosting a series of dinners. Buy a ticket to that. They're supporting small farms.
And tell us quickly a little bit about this event. I think we got a couple minutes before our break. It's coming up on October 17th, and this is going to be at your farm.
It is. It is at my farm.
Talking about some of the five-star chefs, they're going to be out there preparing food in your farm.
It's going to be amazing.
Field?
It's going to be an amazing. That's what I said. You want to have it here? But yeah, we're going to have some kitchens set up out there and a big long communal table. And it's October 17th, which is the third Sunday of October. And the part of the proceeds go to the Gleaning Network of Texas, which is an organization that works with farmers and farms and food banks.
Now, some of the chefs that are going to be there, Bruno Davion from Turtle Creek, Chad Hauser and Janice Provost of Parigi, Mac McAllister and Stephen Piles.
Well, Matt McAllister of Stephen Piles. Yeah,
right.
I don't think Stephen, he might come. I don't
know. Randall Copeland and Nathan Tate of Ava. Ryan Tedder, the sommelier of Grace. Well, I'll be out there, so they'll have wine, too.
Maybe we should just head over there.
Maybe we need to do our show from there.
It's going to be a really cool event. They're going to have free hors d'oeuvres at 4 o'clock, and they're going to have wine tasting and all that kind of stuff.
And it's a five-course meal.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Each chef is going to prepare their own unique thing. And they're using food from Motley's Farms, My Farm, from Caprino, Barking Cat Farms, and Tassion Farms. So they're using local food.
We got to stop because I know I'm getting hungry.
Are you getting hungry, John?
I'm getting hungry, and I know somebody else is, too. Look at the guy in the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, my buddy, Mr. Jerry Overton. Jerry, you getting hungry in here?
Absolutely. Tell you what, though, let's do the news first, and then we'll talk about lunch. WBAP News Time is 12:30. I'm Jerry Overton in the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. House Democratic leaders say it's possible that a vote on extending middle-class tax cuts won't come until after the November elections. Republicans say they're against the move unless it also includes cuts for the wealthiest Americans. House Minority Leader John Boehner says delaying the vote, though, just adds to Americans' economic uncertainty.
Means that in their minds, the elections are more important than the jobs for the American people.
Boehner appeared today on Fox News Sunday. Pakistani intelligence officials say suspected U.S. drones have carried out two missile strikes. Happened near the Afghan border today, killing seven alleged militants. The U.S. now suspected of conducting 19 such attacks this month, the most intense barrage since those strikes began in 2004. WBAP News Time is 12:31. Time for a look at WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic. Here's Tiffany Reynolds.
Thanks, Jerry. We've got an accident now on 635 westbound right there at Welch. It's got stop-and-go traffic quite a ways back now. It's a two-car accident. It is taking up your HOV and your left lane. Right now, only a couple of your right lanes are getting by, so do expect a pretty heavy backup. It is kind of sluggish there. This report is brought to you by Rush Hour Runs on Dunkin.com. Ever dream of flying over that traffic jam? Your chance to win a ride in a helicopter is running out. Visit Rush Hour Runs on Dunkin.com today for your chance to enter to win. Entry restrictions and official rules, no purchase necessary. In September 26, 2010, void where prohibited. With the 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Tiffany Reynolds on News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM WBAP.
Now the WBAP forecast from Weather Channel meteorologist Brian Good. We're looking for partly cloudy skies, 78 for the high today, down to 56 tonight under clear skies. Tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high of 76. And then for Tuesday, lots of sun and a high of 83. Still cloudy right now, 68 in Dallas, 65 in Fort Worth. It's 66 at WBAP. It's 12:32. I'm Jerry Overton, News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Hi, everyone. I'm Hal J for Plaza Medical Center in Fort Worth. Now, let me ask you, if you're having recurring sinus pain and pressure, do you need some relief? There now is a new minimally invasive treatment available for you. Plaza Medical Center in Fort Worth is proud to offer the Acclarent Balloon Sinuplasty as a solution that has already helped thousands of individuals across this country. This minimally invasive device opens narrow sinus passageways, restoring normal drainage and function. Join Dr. Jeremy Watkins in Plaza Medical Center of Fort Worth on Thursday, October 14th, 6 p.m. for a free seminar on sinus relief and new minimally invasive options. RSVP for this free seminar by calling Plaza at 817-347-1542. 817-347-1542. Plaza Medical Center of Fort Worth, committed to providing patients with the best in quality and care. Visit online at plazamedicalcenter.com.
New for fall, it's Nature's Guide Fall Fertilizer 305 Winterizer. Nature's Guide Fall Fertilizer is the first 100% organic fertilizer that's formulated especially for lawns and all your plants to help increase their cold tolerance during the winter months. This special blend of alfalfa, poultry litter, molasses, seaweed, potash, and humates is sure to give all your plants and turf the insurance they need against our Texas winters. Also new for the fall from Nature's Guide is Cedarside Granules. Cedarside Granules are made from Eastern Red Cedars and controls many insects, including mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, and will also help repel snakes. Now is the time to apply corn gluten meal for pre-emergent weed control. As for Nature's Guide, Nature's Guide is available at independent retailers all across Texas, including these fine stores. In Weatherford at Dillard Feed Store, in Colleyville at Foreman's Incorporated, in Carrollton at Strong's Nursery, in Plano at Wells Brothers Farm Store, and in the Dallas area at all three Elliott's Hardware Stores. For a complete dealer list, go to naturesguide.com and join us on Facebook. Remember, Nature's Guide, kid, pet, and planet friendly. Are you in need of a vacation, but you can only afford a staycation? Medina has the perfect solution for you this spring. Use their complete line of natural products to create a resort in your backyard. Medina has been producing environmentally friendly products for the last 48 years. That's right, they've been green for a long time. A plush lawn starts with healthy soil that will grow healthy plants that require less water and fertilizer. All of Medina's products improve your soil. Try the granular organic growing Green Fertilizer, Medina Plus, and Liquid Seaweed. These Medina products are sure to green up your lawn and give you the chance to enjoy your own backyard getaway. Try out your green thumb and plant your own veggies to create your own backyard salad and save some green. Medina products are available at all Better Lawn and Garden Centers. Remember to ask for Medina, 48 years young and still going green. MedinaAG.com. And be sure to find us on Facebook.com/MedinaCO.
Hello, folks. I'm Lawn Dr. Ron, founder of Ron's Organics in Mesquite, the area's largest organic garden center. We were green before green was golden. What started with half an acre has flourished to over 5 acres, with 11 more to grow on. So if you're sick and tired of your tired and sick landscape, then you need to come experience the passion of my life. I'm doing what I love, and I love what I do, and it shows. So come experience the dynamics of organics at Ron's Organic, 1820 South Beltline in Mesquite. Visit us on the web at organicdynamics.com or call 972-329-GROW. Folks, if you want results, come see us. If you want bagged, we got it. If you want bulk, we got it. If you want beneficial insects, we got it. If we don't got it and it's natural, we'll get it. But if you're looking for chemicals, don't come. We don't got it. Give us a call at 972-329-GROW. Visit us on the web at organicdynamics.com or come see us at 1820 South Beltline in Mesquite. I'm Lawn Dr. Ron, saving the world one yard at a time.
Now, back to Living Natural First with John Krause and Rebecca Miller on 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
You're listening to the number one organic gardening and healthy living show in the great state of Texas, Living Natural First. I'm John Krause.
And I'm Rebecca Miller.
And we are the best. We are the best. You are the best. You're the best at predicting weather, and you've given me all this wonderful weather today, and yeah. I know it's all up to you, right?
It is. I control it all.
Yeah, how about those days we don't like you, though?
There's more of them, I think.
You think? Hey, I need to get a little business out of the way. I need to tell you about Rickards Animal Hospital here in the great city of North Fort Worth. They're not your normal vet, folks, because they specialize in preventative care. Dr. Rickards understands that some pet problems, well, they can be treated with dietary options and supplements like, oh, well, say the missing link that we talk about a lot. They offer non-anesthetic teeth cleaning services to keep your pet's dental health good, complete veterinary service with an in-house lab, ultrasound, and digital radiography. One of the most first animal hospitals to offer the product Comfortis. That's an all-natural spinosad-based product. Keep little critters off your animals. No toxic chemicals in there whatsoever. They've got multiple boarding packages. They have large exercise yard for your pets located in North Fort Worth on Harmon Road. Folks, it's worth the drive to go see these folks from anywhere. Go see them. 1029 East Harmon Road. Call them at 817-439-4443 or visit their website at RickardsAnimalHospital.com. We have an A&M reporter. We've got Miss Marie today in the show with us this afternoon, and we've been talking community-supported agriculture. And Marie, thank you very much for coming in. And let me take this call, and because I think I've got my A&M reporter, Russell Stockman, on the line. Russell, is that you today?
That'd be me.
Hey, good afternoon, man. How you doing?
Doing good. I'm looking forward to watching some football this afternoon.
Yeah, I bet you are. Well, go Cowboys. And, hey, before you get started, your report today, it's going to be sponsored by Back to Nature, our good friends from Back to Nature Compost. Folks, that's the cotton burr compost that we talk about a lot. Great thing to help break up the soil and keep your soils loose. They've got another product, too, that I really like called Nature's Blend, and that's a cotton burr compost, alfalfa meal, and humate mix. It's great for your yard this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So, Russell, we got him back on as a sponsor. We thank them very much. They've got chicken and dairy manures. We like manures. 888-282-2000. Go to their website, backtonature.com, and you can find the store wherever they're sold, right? What do you got to report, son?
Well, today I want to talk a little bit about some bioenergy research going on. Texas AgriLife Research here was recently awarded a $1 million grant to research breeding methods to produce high-yielding energy sorghums. And what's going to be happening is our researchers here are going to be working with three different types of sorghums, and they're going to be screening for superior traits to enhance yield. So the research, like the Texas AgriLife Research, already has a really large bioenergy program here, and what they do is they work to improve all aspects of the value chain from the field literally to your fuel tank.
Well, you know, I saw that the other day, what you're talking about, and I'm glad you brought that up because it sure beats the heck out of trying to do it with what we're doing now with corn. It's just basically destroying everything.
Yeah, and we're really excited about this research. You know, to be a viable energy to be a viable bioenergy source, these crops have to be high yield as well as high plant density. And thus far, the AgriLife research team has been able to successfully achieve yields of up to 20 dry tons per acre, which is pretty good. Things are actually looking really promising. The energy sorghum that's being studied right now is has a great drought tolerance and is also very water efficient, which is going to make it especially appealing in marginal environments where irrigation is a big factor. So hopefully we'll see some breakthroughs in this industry from coming from this research and from this grant that we got here. So be looking out for that in the future.
Yeah, man, that's great. That's great. What else is going on, son?
That's it for this weekend.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. And, hey, I got something for you, too. Rebecca, look at this. I'm going to have you read that disease because I can't. But there's A&M is also doing something. It's called a citrus greening disease. It's been confirmed in 7 states in Mexico, and it's a near continuous string of citrus trees in orchards between here and there that are getting infected. And the name of this disease, because, Becky, if I would say this, we'd probably get kicked off the air.
And we may not. We may anyway. It looks like it's, I can't believe you're making me say this. No, it's Swang Long Bing.
Oh,
and then we're
Russell,
never going to go off the air.
Russell, I tell you, I can't make it up. That can't
That's why it's just
also.
Called citrus greening. It's much easier. I can't believe you handed that to me and said, read this out loud.
I can't.
It sounds like a joke.
It's Huang Long Bing. It's a bacterial disease that keeps fruit from maturing.
Huang Long Bing.
Well, you're the A&M graduate. It is. I knew you could pronounce it, right?
Yeah.
Russell, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you know it.
Hey, man. Hey, thanks for calling in, man. And how's school going? Good?
Good, yeah. I'm actually studying for some tests today, so wish me luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. Bye. Oh, God, that's great. Hey, Marie, we were talking again. We got a couple of minutes before I got to take a break here. But, Rebecca, you brought up during the break something about we want to make sure that people still can know how they can help. And just by buying stuff, and you have a market day at your store. So tell people about your market day.
Community-supported agriculture or subscription farming isn't necessarily for everyone because there is risk involved. And some people don't eat out as often. I mean, or some people eat out a lot more often than they eat at home, and it may not be worth it to them to buy a share in a farm, so they can just go to a local farmer's market. But ask questions when you go to these markets. Market day at Eden's Garden is all clean farmers. Mm-hmm. And I know the farmers personally and or they've come referred to me. But that's not always true at all of these markets that are popping up all over the Metroplex.
Yeah.
Ask the person who is selling the food specifically where it was grown, how it was grown. What do you use for pests? Don't give them the answers. Let them give you the answers. And if they don't sound like they know what they're talking about, then walk away.
Right.
And don't get these CSAs, community-supported agriculture, confused folks also with community gardens. Rebecca and I did a story not too long ago on community gardens. Mm-hmm. We have our own that I brought you plants for, by the way.
Oh, awesome. I'll plant them tomorrow because Sabino says not to plant today.
Sunday.
And Sabino Cortez is the guru of organic gardening around here.
I think he's wrong about that because I'm going to tell you what, that's the only day I got sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
So, oh, well, Sabino.
It's just a tradition for him. And his mom always said, never plant on Sunday because, you know.
He's usually taking her out to
that's
dinner. That's
the day that's of rest.
Oh. Yeah, you know. Anyway, back to what we're doing. You've got a market day. Tell people when it is and how they can...
And where it is.
And where it is and how they can buy stuff.
First and third Saturday in Balch Springs. It's at 4710 Pioneer Road, which is a block north of I-20 at the Siegelville Road exit, a mile east of 635. It's a small market. It's a clean market. It's a neighborhood market. I invite farmers that are growing organically. And if you're an organic farmer out there and you're growing organically and you're looking for a market that appreciates what you're growing,
come on down.
Call me.
Yeah.
Because we're always looking for new organic farmers to come and participate.
And what's the name of it? And how do we find you online?
You can go to edensorganicfarm.com.
Okay.
And there's a market day page. There's a CSA link. And then there's also a link for our little garden shop. And there's a lot of information in there about
it's a good name
the market
too.
And about the market and our different vendors and dairy. You can pre-order certified organic dairy.
And you said grass-fed beef you
have there? Grass-fed beef comes up from Ennis. I've got farms that come in occasionally because, again, we're talking about seasonal eating.
What's available?
Everything's not always available all the time. We're kind of in a lull right now. All the tomatoes are full of blooms, but I've counted, you know, maybe 50 green tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of in between. And bigger farms are getting to where they're using hoop houses more. We're going to start experimenting with some of that ourselves, which means we'll be able to grow into the winter a little bit more. But your small farms are the ones that need your support in one way or another so that they can do these things. It takes capital.
And you said one way or another. And we were talking during the break. One of my favorite vacations as a kid was my parents took us up to a farm in Illinois, with those of you here from Illinois.
Yay.
And it was so much fun because we got to go out there and see how their crops were grown. We got to see how the cows were milked and, you know, where the chickens lived, and they were all free-range chickens. But we got to go around and collect the eggs, and that was so much fun, and that's something that you open your farm up.
Absolutely.
For kids around here.
You know, our customers are our best inspectors. We are not certified organic, but our customers inspect our farm every time they come out.
Every time.
And we have a farm tour generally every market day. At the end of the market day, after 12 o'clock, we load the kids up on the trailer on the back of the tractor and drag them out and see the honeybees. The Texas Honeybee Guild has 5 honeybee colonies out there on the back of our farm. And
now you said you are not
chickens.
You said you are not certified organic, but that doesn't mean that you're not organic, because you are. You're
no,
just
I can't
not
legally say that I'm organic.
Right.
We grow clean. We use probably more clean procedures
than
organic farms.
Well, that's what it is.
Government stuff.
Right.
And a lot of the big guys are wanting to get into the action, and they've relaxed a lot of the things. So,
yep. Trust me, folks. Community supported agriculture, that's the wave of the future. It's what it's all about. We'll be right back.
We know how to change the country. Change, change, change.
The economy will stay bad until we change Washington.
Yeah, I remember when we'd take company trips and write off everything.
The elites don't get why the people feel the way they do.
No, Mr. President, we just disagree.
It seems to me that under Obama, only the rich are getting richer.
820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Did you know 1 out of 4 vehicles' batteries will fail this winter? Let your local independently owned TechNet Auto Service Center test your battery for reliable winter starts. For a limited time, you can receive a $15 mail-in rebate when you purchase and install a new CarQuest battery from participating TechNet service centers. Visit techauto.com for complete details and for the nearest TechNet Auto Service Center for quality, affordable service that's backed by a nationwide warranty.
What if I told you buying a good used car just got a whole lot easier? And what if you could know the history, mileage, and price of that used car long before you even go to the dealership? Well, here's the answer. Simply go online and search Yahoo for Honda certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make an informed decision. Feels good to be in control, doesn't it? Okay, no more questions. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
Dave, why is your dog growling at her food?
I don't know why. I'm feeding this expensive premium food.
Look, Dave, 2 of the first 3 ingredients in your food are corn and wheat. That ain't premium food. My vet says corn and wheat are bad for allergies. Here's what I feed. Nutrisource. The first 2 ingredients are chicken and chicken meal. No corn, no wheat. Nutrisource is on the cutting edge for pet nutrition. Prebiotics, probiotics, all chelated minerals, glucosamine, and chondroitin. Now that's a super premium food. Nutrisource is made by a family that's been making pet food for over 40 years, and they ain't never, ever had a single recall, so I know I can trust them. I'm not risking my dog's health with a food that's had several recalls. Here, Dave, let your dog try my Nutrisource.
Wow, I've never seen her so happy to eat.
I'm telling you, man, if you want the very best for your dog, it's Nutrisource. For your nearest dealer, go to NutrisourceDogFood.com.
If you want expert advice on organic techniques for your yard or garden, go to Fort Worth's oldest organic nursery, Green Mamas in North Richland Hills. They're family-owned and operated and will give you the personal care that you just can't get at a box store. Did you know that using organic products can drastically reduce your water bill? They have all the organic products to use around your home and are eager to show you how to use them. Summer savings are here. Select plants are 50% off and fruit trees are 30% off. Save 25% on beautiful antique and knockout roses. Water plants and garden art are now 20% off, too. Green Mamas also carries all of your pond needs, including pumps, filters, treatments, food, koi, goldfish, and aquatic plants. Fleas are going to be a big problem this summer, so let the experts at Green Mamas show you their safe and effective organic flea control program. And don't forget to pick up a bag of Nutrisource dog food while you're there. Come visit Green Mamas at 5324 Davis Boulevard in North Richland Hills, or visit them on the web at greenmamas.com.
Fossil Creek Tree Farm, located on the historic Amon Carter Ranch in North Fort Worth. Covered bridges, farm animals, and a running creek create a picturesque environment for you to find the perfect tree for your home. And with more than 28,000 trees to choose from, Fossil Creek Tree Farm is, without a doubt, the largest in the Metroplex. Unlike most stores, they have from 100 to 1,000 specimens of each variety for you to choose from. Are you ready for a backyard makeover? Many new homes have impractical landscaping with poor design. How about a relaxing water feature or outdoor kitchen for the whole family to enjoy? Fossil Creek Tree Farm has landscape architects on staff to expertly design and install your special project. If you're looking for plant or landscape supplies, they have a fully stocked nursery, too. You can buy compost and designer red or black mulch in bulk and save big. Take the whole family and visit Fossil Creek Tree Farm on Blue Mound Road, just 2.5 miles north of Loop 820 in North Fort Worth, or see them online at fossilcreektreefarm.com.
How do I get Living Earth materials home to use? This is Paul Tommaso, General Manager. I know that this question sometimes frustrates our callers. There are several easy ways to have access to landscape materials. The easiest way for small jobs is to find that pickup truck or trailer and come on over to one of our six convenient Metroplex locations. We'll load you up with bulk mulch, compost, soil mixes, or natural stone. For larger jobs, use our fast and friendly delivery service. Our fleet of company-owned dump trucks are ready to roll. For a small fee, we deliver as little as 4 cubic yards and can usually put 2 different products on your truck. Remember that our bag products are available at quality nurseries and garden centers near you. Redenta's, Wells Brothers, Bruce Miller, Walton's, Big John's, Marshall Grain, Brumley Gardens, Rockies, Rosemead Market, and Designs in Nature, to name a few. Or make sure that your landscape contractor uses only the best, Living Earth. Visit us at livingearth.net or call us today at 972-869-4332.
Now, back to Living Natural First with John Krause and Rebecca Miller on 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Well, Rebecca, the Saints are up by 7.
Woo!
Woo-hoo, who dat?
Wearing my bracelet.
Yeah, I know, your lucky bracelet. Hey, let's remind everybody where we're going to be next Sunday.
Where are we going to be? At the State Fair.
Texas Discover Garden.
That's where we're going to be.
That's where we're going to be.
At the State Fair, yeah. We're going to be out there. And yep. Randy Johnson, hopefully, is going to come on over and join us. And
yeah, he'll be
talk
there.
With us on the air. Biggest organic garden here in North Texas. And you want to know what you can grow in your own garden? You need to head on out to the Texas Discovery Gardens and see what Randy grows there without any pesticides on them at all.
At all. And we'll be there at 3 o'clock and do a presentation about organic gardening that day. So we look forward to seeing you. Marie, thanks for coming in today and joining us. It's been a blast. I knew I wouldn't have any problem getting you to talk.
No, it's
that's for all your friends out there, by the way.
Yeah, obviously. Eden's Organics and
Eden's Organic Garden Center and CSA Farm.
And you're right there in Box Springs. And give us your website one more time.
You can go to edensorganicfarm.com.
Okay.
That's the easiest one. The shortest URL that I picked.
No, that's good, and it's easy to remember. But you can have kids going out there and looking around the gardens and seeing what it's like, and they can even do, can they pick some of the produce
cells? We don't have a pick your own yet, but I was going to say that that's another way that people can support local farms in the area. There are a lot of pick your own farms seasonally, of course, blueberries, blackberries, apples.
There's apples. I was going to say there's an apple farm up there.
So there's different ways. The markets, of course, and then CSA, where you prepay in advance. You give financial and or work shares. We offer work shares. Not everybody can risk, you know, $200, a quarter of their grocery money. So roll up your sleeves and come on out once a week and work with us and learn how to garden all at the same time.
Wow.
Biggest compliment you can give me is, Marie, I'm not going to renew next year because, man, our garden is kicking butt this year because we learned so much. I've had a couple do that. So
that's great.
That is great because that's ultimately the best local food is right out of your backyard.
It is true.
But not everybody can do that. And if you don't have that availability in your backyard, find a community garden where you can take out a plot and grow some food, too. Mm-hmm. So
we planted in our gardens. With yours, I'm sure you've got a lot of things planted now for fall, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Second planting on the carrots, second planting on some of the summer squash. We're hoping we still have enough time. They washed away with that storm that we got a few weeks ago. Lettuces, I don't know, 5 or 6 different kinds of lettuces, mm-hmm. 3 different kinds of radishes. Winter squash is just about there. We've got a bunch of blooms out there, so we'll be harvesting some squash blossoms and filling those with ricotta cheese and frying those in olive oil. So that recipe
awesome.
There for you, Rebecca.
Wow, yeah.
So, we try to grow. You know, your small farms grow typically 50 to 70 different types of fruits and vegetables. That's, one of the advantages.
Oh, Lord, folks, mm-hmm. What you don't realize is today I'm on one side of the console and I'm staring at three lovely women. All of them are cooks, Rebecca, Marie, and I've got Janine in here with me today. And I just feel blessed for a Sunday having all this loveliness and all these professional chefs in here with me.
Well, I'm not a professional chef. I just grow it.
I'm not even a cook. I can follow a recipe.
That was a joke, folks. But y'all are good cooks. I mean, look, Marie, what have you brought? You've got cookies here with us today.
I brought John some organically prepared chocolate chip cookies. I brought some eggs. I have several different colored eggs here for him. And some kakuza, which is an Italian heirloom squash gourd.
Here, pronounce that, Rebecca.
Yeah, thank you.
It's about all that I've got harvesting right now. There's a couple of watermelons straggling around out there trying to finish out. So.
And some fresh free-range eggs.
Yes, fresh free-range eggs. Our chickens run around loose. So we invite you to come out to the farm and experience it. Absolutely.
And those eggs are so beautiful. You know, I would be taking them to a paint store and saying, match this egg color so I can put that on my wall.
Easter egg colors. Mm-hmm. Blue, we have blue, green, brown, and kind of an off-white. So.
Well, again, dear, thanks very much. We really enjoyed having you today. Rebecca, you've got something over there that was kind of scared me when we came in today because we've been talking about things that you wouldn't
getting to be cold and flu season, so, the best thing you can do is just wash your hands several times a day. Be careful what you're touching out there, and here's one that may be surprising. What is it that contains 40 times as many germs as a public toilet seat? It's an elevator button.
I hit it twice today.
The button's on an elevator. So you've now got 80 times as many germs on your finger as a public toilet seat. Yes, a typical elevator button harbors nearly 40 times as many germs as a public toilet seat. So when you are pressing those buttons, make sure that you are washing your hands afterward. The germs on there have stomach bugs like E. coli, for one thing. So even if the buttons are cleaned regularly, the potential for the bacteria buildup is high.
Healthy topics. Folks, get out there today. Not today. Rebecca will tell you. If you got seeds, if you got plants, I don't care. Sneak out there today. We won't tell Sabino. And get your garden going. We didn't get that much rain yesterday, did we?
Today would be a good day to do weeding.
Really?
There you go. Yeah, because it's easy to pull them all up.
Yeah, but I got all mine ready to go.
If you've got black gumbo, it's probably not going to be a good day to dig in the dirt.
Come on, Marie. I enjoy a challenge, don't you? That's what it is around here.
My sandy soil.
That's all I've got is sand, so it'll be easy for me.
You two drive me nuts. I would love to have a bucket of sand in my car.
We'll bring you a bucket next week.
No, that's all right. I've got it pretty well down now. So it's just taken me about 14 years. So, well, folks, we will see you, I guess, live from the State Fair of Texas next week at
noon.
Texas
Discovery Gardens.
I've been promised we'll be under a tree out there in the lovely garden. So.
Yeah, because this cool weather, as nice as it is right now, we are going to be back up close to 90 by Thursday and Friday.
I heard that.
Back to my kind of weather.
Perfect growing weather, though.
Yeah.
If you've got the stuff in the ground, what are you handing me? SB510, foodandranchfreedom.org. Foodandranchfreedom.org. There's a good summary out there of that House Bill 510 and what it's all about. Thanks, Marie, for reminding me of doing that.
Thank you.
Becky, I'll see you at the State Fair next year.
I'll be there. Can't wait.
How about some fried foods? Maybe.
Fried organic okra?
Oh, well.
Well, that I would eat. Yeah, but like the fried beer.
For now, I'm John Krause.
I'm Rebecca Miller.
You can only hear us here on News Talk 820 AM.
I'm sorry, 96.7 FM, WVAP.
Bye, folks.